need to keep it quiet. We can talk. I just want to let it. I want to let the audio get to the end of the first bar and keep going, just to make sure. Just to be safe.
Keep it secret. Keep it safe.
Mostly. Oh man, I'm glad it's the weekend. I even had a short week this week, but I've had to wake up at like 4 o'clock every day this week, and it's killing me. It's killing me, but it's okay.
Killing you softly with his...
with lack of sleep. I'm going to take that little audio bit since we now have it recorded.
Your mic just did the garble thing again.
Did it? Is it doing it to you, Mike?
Huh. Weird. Yeah, I just went...
It's in my just phone. You.
Okay, that's fine.
Jeez. Way to be. Okay, we're good to go. All right, let's do about 3 seconds and then I'll bring us in.
You timing it? Time stamping it?
So you God know. Damn, stop talking. Hello, everybody, and welcome to episode 36 of the Push My Buttons Games podcast. We have an awesome show for you. Today, we are going to do the E3 wrap-up spectacular. It's me. It's Luke. I'm back. I'm joined with one of you. Go.
What's up, everyone?
I knew that was going to happen.
Same here.
Go ahead, Captain. Oh, no, wait. No. Is that Cinnabuns? he remembers he has gadgets.
He's like Inspector Gadget over there today, huh?
This is nature's revenge. Awesome. Go ahead, Captain.
Oh, and Captain Platinum's here.
Okay, so since there is a boatload of it, we are going to just kind of jump into it. Senior Platinum, go ahead with some Nintendo.
Yeah, so Nintendo did their direct that, wasn't it Tuesday, I want to say?
Yes.
Yeah. I loved how Nintendo trolled everyone with this because they start out with Ganon, like, laying there. Mm-hmm. And you're like, ooh. And then I was like, my friend was messaging me, and I'm like, this is totally Smash Brothers. He's like, no. They're starting with Breath of the Wild 2. And I'm like, no, Smash Brothers. And then it was Smash Brothers from, it's Tekken 7, right? Kazuya? Is that how you say his name?
I believe so.
Yeah, so that's one of the last DLC characters coming for Ultimate. I believe there's one more. And some people are speculating it's Master Chief because there's...
They're all here!
Yeah. So if Smash Bros. Ultimate's your thing, yeah, so that's one of the next characters.
I loved the reveal for this at the end with Kirby. He keeps throwing people into the fiery pit, and then at the end he throws Kirby into the fiery pit, and he doesn't hear the sploosh.
Yeah.
But then he goes and looks, and in the background you see Kirby go.
Yep.
And again, you know why Kirby's been gets all the love in this game? It's because the guy who made the game is Kirby's creator. That's who's in charge of Smash Brothers. That's why he's the one that survives the big thing in the campaign mode of Smash Bros. Ultimate. Kirby will always escape the fiery pit.
That's cool. So yeah, that was their big start to the E3, which, you know, I felt like they were trolling, though, because they definitely did the whole Ganon thing, and I was like, oh, and then I'm like, they're not starting with that. They wouldn't start with that.
Yeah, that's the, oh, and one more thing. That's what they get.
Yeah. So after that, you know, they kind of went in a few reveals of, like, Worms Rumble and not WarioWare yet, but yeah, they did reveal a new WarioWare is coming this fall. So there's the Life is Strange that complete the Worms Rumble, and then Guardians of the Galaxy. This was announced prior to this this showcase, right? And that's by Square Enix. I believe we were just chatting, right? So the ones that just did the Avengers game. So hopefully it's better than that. I know there's some news this week that Avengers just got the Captain America shield from the MCU, so some people were excited about that, it seemed.
I'm still waiting for it to be in the price range of me to get it. You know, I'm waiting for like the $15.99 brand new from GameStop sale. And then I'll be like, that's worth it.
Yeah. Yeah. Man, it was really bad. It was like a month or so ago? They said it was like minimal numbers on the servers. Like no one was playing the game. So hopefully that'll turn around. And, so they also announced the new Super Monkey Ball for the 20th anniversary, which in the chat, some people are like, what game is this? And you're like, oh, yeah, they haven't done a Monkey Ball, Super Monkey Ball type game in forever.
Sorry. Just to jump back to Guardians, I got distracted real quick before we move on. The trailer looked great. They did capture, there looks like they're trying to capture that 80s feel, that even with the song playing the I Need a Hero. Through it, but the best part was when it looks like he's being strangled by a tentacle, and then he walks away and he kisses it, and he's like, no, I'll call you, you're great, bye. And I was like, yeah, he definitely just had sex with that tentacle monster. And if they throw that kind of humor in there, I'm in it. And I do like that they're, again, with the comic book look of them. Star-Lord didn't start out looking that way, but he's kind of shifted to looking more like Chris Pratt in the comics a while ago now, so it kind of lines up. But yeah, sorry, that's all I had to say about Guardians.
That's fine. Yeah, I didn't know if you wanted to cover that a bit later. Yeah, I'm not sure how I feel, but yeah, I love the song and the
just be better than Avengers, please. Just be better. That's a very low bar.
Yeah. So but the Super Monkey Ball and the WarioWare, it looks like they're trying to bring back some of these older franchises and give them a little bit of a spotlight. They did the Mario Party Superstars. So if you're at Mario Party's your thing, I believe that one's got some stuff from like the N64 game, if I remember right.
Yeah.
That one. Then they showed Kakarot and the new Power Awakens set is, you know, going to be on the Switch. We talked Metroid Dread last time, so this will be Metroid 5. So you have Metroid, then Samus Returns, Metroid 2, which they just re-released. I believe 3 is Super Metroid, 4 is Metroid Fusion, and then this one, right? I believe that's the order. So this will fall in line there. That was kind of their halfway point, was revealing Metroid Dread. And I remember some people going like, why do we have a mobile Metroid game? Like, we want Metroid Prime 4. And they did say, we're working on Metroid Prime 4. Just, we have no news for you right now. So, but they're working on it.
I liked the look of it. You know, it's a retro looking Metroid game, which that's always going to win points with me.
Yeah. I think Metroid Prime should stay in that 3D type, and the regular Metroid, if it stays 2D, I'll think that would be awesome, because the other ones are in that 2D feel. All right. They showed some more stuff for, Mario Golf, Super Rush, and for Monster Hunter Stories 2. And we are recording on the 25th, so Mario Golf is available today. The reviews I'm seeing are kind of mediocre. You know, they kind of said you can get through it in, you know, story mode's kind of bleh, and it's like 4 hours or so, and it's really kind of that game to play with friends. And I think it's only 6 courses, they said.
Well, I hope they add more to it, because the Mario Golf games have always been fun, especially when you're with people and you can kind of just chill and, you know, talk shit and have fun.
Yep. It's kind of like that Wii Sports golf game. That was fun.
Right.
You know,
right. Right. Yeah.
And I guess they said like the coolest thing with this one is they, you know, they added the Mario fun to it for like the speed run where you hit the ball and you've got to run to your ball and they've got the stuff in the line, oh. You know, like kind of like Mario Kart. And they said that part's like really fun.
See, I'm just excited to watch the Game Grumps play it because anytime they play golf, it's hilarious. Kirby Golf, Mech Robo Golf, like they need to get on playing this Mario one because it's going to be gold.
Yeah. So next, they mentioned Fatal Frame, Maiden of Black Water, and showed a little bit of that. I didn't play the original Fatal Frame. It was one of those games I wanted to pick up and never did, you know, for that type of the horror genre. Those right. seem to be interesting, and I've just never played one. They announced the Doom Eternal DLC is coming to Switch. So if Doom Eternal is your thing, so that first DLC, Ancients of the Gods or something like that, it's called. Then
it's my turn for dogs in the background.
And they show Tony Hawk Pro Skater 1 and 2 on the Switch, which that came out last year for current gen and then just recently for next gen. And then now all that's left is Switch, and that's coming soon. I think this one was called Strange Brigade, was another one they announced. And I'm trying to remember which one that was. It looked kind of interesting, but I can't remember what that one was. But I wrote it down as this is a game they mentioned.
Mm-hmm.
And then you've got, I believe this was announced during Ubisoft, the Mario and the Rabbids Spark of Hope coming right. next year. So I was surprised that Nintendo let them take that before them. But hey, you know, do what you want. I didn't play the first one. This one looked like it could be fun. So next is Advance Wars 1 and 2, which, you know, has that old school Advance Wars look, you know, for the strategy games.
Mm-hmm.
So if that's your thing, that's out this fall. And then they're like, we have one more thing. And then they did shows with like, we have some news. And then it's Breath of the Wild. And everyone's like, oh, God. And I'm like, oh, no, this is Hyrule Warriors. Like, you could tell by the place, the artwork. And then they're like, yep, it's the first DLC for Breath of the Wild. And so they were totally trolling everybody with this Link stuff.
Mm.
And yeah, so it's the, it's Age of Calamity, Hyrule Warriors, their first DLC. It's coming out, I think, this month. The first one's coming very soon. And so that was like, they're like, we have one more thing. And then they played some more stuff for Skyward Sword. And then they revealed a Zelda Game & Watch, which will have the first two Nintendo Zelda games and the Game Boy Zelda game, not the remaster that they just released last... Is that 2 years ago now? And then it'll have another little type of Game & Watch Zelda game with Link in it. And then they're like, okay... And now we'll show you a little bit of gameplay for Breath of the Wild 2, which is, they just said, is coming in 2022, is what they're aiming for.
Right.
So then, you know, people kind of got excited, but then everyone was like, eh, it was kind of an underwhelming E3. I thought they hit a lot of the franchises, you know, and then, you know, a good amount of third-party stuff. Some of it, you know, has been shown by other systems and consoles previously. But I'm like, I thought they did decent overall. I'd probably give them a B.
Right.
You know, I'd like it a little bit more if they had like a teaser for Mario Odyssey 2 or what's another game, you know, that, you know, I'm kind of waiting for.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
the Mario Odysseys, or, you know, if they had something for Metroid Prime 4. But everybody was like, they're going to announce the Switch Pro. They're going to announce the Switch Pro.
Nope.
Nope. And Nintendo was like, nah, we're not. This is all the games.
yeah, they're gonna save that for just their own Nintendo Direct, where they're the stars of their own show.
Yeah.
Before they announce anything like that.
Yeah, was there anything that came to mind that I missed? That I think I tried to highlight the big stuff.
Yeah, I think so. I think you got all the big ones. Okay, so do we want to do like some of the small, like hit just some real quick smaller ones, like? With Ubisoft and Bandai, or do you want me to jump into Microsoft?
I think we should do some small ones. I mean, Square Enix, so we talked Chaos last time, so Mike slurred his way through that one.
Mm. So. So yeah, I honestly, on the Bandai one, the thing that got me the most was, or was the third DLC trailer for Kakarot, where you're playing in the future timeline as Kid Trunks with the androids and like the dystopian stuff. So that looks awesome. You know, then they spent 80% of the time just having their way with Elden Ring, which I know you guys talked a little bit about that before. I'm watching that thing and I have no idea what the hell is going on. I think it's just like, I feel like, so you have that, right? So you have that, but then you've got JRPG stuff shoved in there too, talking about fighting for the light of hopeness. And I'm like, what even is that? What are you talking about? And like giant centipede man with eight arms on the right side of his body and a tail of fire. I was like, what am I watching? I had no idea what the hell was going on. The only thing that looked normal was like the main character that you play. The best thing that I saw from the Bandai one was I love those Dark Picture Anthology. Have you guys played any of those?
I don't think so.
They have them up. Yeah, so they have a whole bunch on Game Pass, right? And it's kind of like a choose your adventure thing. Like it's a dialogue based one, but they're all like horror stuff. And this new one is called House of Ashes. And you're like a special ops team that goes into like an ancient Sumerian temple. And they spent a lot of time on this and I was like, it looks cool. Like, I love it. I love all of them. Like there's one that's like set in the post-World War II. And you're on like some creepy boat, like tanker thing. It's awesome. I think I've been thinking about streaming it because it is very like, you know, I don't even need to do commentary on it because it is a, you know, story based game. Like it's a, you know, you have to quickly choose your answered stuff, kind of like Life is Strange, or the Telltale games. So yeah, I'm excited about that one.
This is the one that has like the Little Hope and the Man of Medan, right?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, I know
good.
What series you're.
It's good. I love it. It gives me a very Lovecraft vibe every time I play it. Okay, so Ubisoft, more For Honor stuff, more Watchdog Legion stuff, more The Crew 2 stuff. But really the two, we've got a new Rainbow Six Extraction, where you're fighting zombie alien things. And I'm like, oh, okay. That's not all right. Cool. We'll see how that goes. That was my feelings on that, because I loved the Rainbow Six franchise up until Siege because they took away the story. So we'll see. We'll see what it's like. And then, guys, I know how much you all love Avatar. I can't get these two to shut up about how much they want to live on Pandora with the blue Smurfs. Oh, Dances with Smurfs? Yeah. In space with Sigourney Weaver. No, it's so bad. I hated that movie when it came out, and I don't like, I understand it's like cool, it looked cool in IMAX. Really? I am no longer your friend. Thank you. Right. Right, and that actually happened. That's like normal American history. Mm-hmm. I should rewatch it inebriated, but you know what? I was out immediately because I think South Park called it Dances with Smurfs, and it's stuck in my head since then. But even to the point that the chief is an actor who played a Native American, Wes Studi. He was the bad guy in Dances with Wolves. They even reused the same actors. And I was just like, oh. But anyway. Yeah. Right. Yeah, yes. Can't wait till 2032 when Avatar 2 finally comes out. But the game. It was a cool trailer. I think it's a cool trailer. I'm like, what do you do in this game? What is this? I have no idea what this game is. I'm like, it looks like Avatar. What are we doing? Yeah. I feel like fans of Avatar are going to eat this shit up. But that's not me. It's a couple billion, apparently.
Yeah. Weren't they talking about making like 5 of those movies or something?
Oh, they still have them slated. Because he's like, shit, I don't know what I'm going to do. They've got the unobtainium. They've obtained the impossible already. Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah. Which is underwater exploration is James Cameron's hard-on. Like, he's like, I love submarines and underwater. Let's do that and Avatar.
And the Titanic.
Right. Okay. You guys ready for this, my word vomit of my notes on Microsoft/Bethesda?
Mike and I do a wager on how many times we hear your body is ready?
No, that'd be Reggie Fils-Aimé, and he's not there anymore. My body can no longer be ready without Reggie. Can we just start saying my body is Reggie? Okay, so can you guess, Mike, specifically, who the very first person to walk out in the Microsoft Bethesda E3 conference was? Oh, it's our boy Todd fucking Howard. He was the lead speaker at the very beginning of the E3 presentation. They led off with Todd fucking Howard. Oh man, it was great. And I think it's because he was talking to a camera and he wasn't feeding off the built up sexual frustration of an entire crowd. He didn't make any awkwardly sexual comment, which I was a little disappointed in. But I just needed to put that out there that we got our yearly fix of Mr. Howard. So we got Starfield, which we've heard about before. It's the first new universe for Bethesda in 25 years because they are the kings of beating a dead horse. But I love it. So it's set about 100 years in the future. It actually looked really cool, the trailer they had. Again, don't know exactly what the gameplay is going to be like, but it's open world. I feel like it's going to be a Bethesda game, you know? But the whole... the ship and the look of it, it gave me a lot of vibes of like the Alien movie, but also a little bit of Mass Effect Andromeda and kind of little sprinkles of Fallout in there too. That I guess that would be the best way I would describe it. And I was like, so are they going from like an open world to open worlds? Like each planet you go to, is that going to be another open world that you can explore that's the size of a Fallout map or a Skyrim map? Because that's very ambitious, but I think it would be pretty cool. And they are sticking with their normal 11/11 release date, but it will be 11/11/22 for Starfield. Did you guys see this and have any thoughts on it? Listen, remember, Todd Howard's down the road. He can hear you. Todd Howard's always listening. Best friends. He's waiting. He's waiting, and his body is Reggie. Yes, a callback to our own joke 2 minutes ago.
Good job.
Captain Platinum, did you see the trailer?
I did not. I need to still watch this Bethesda and Microsoft one.
Okay, so next, have you guys heard of the Stalker game? And Stalker is like an acronym for something. Okay, so Stalker 2, Heart of Chernobyl, was brought up. And it's like, and I've never played it. I've seen it. I've never played Stalker. I see the memes for Stalker all the time. No frame of reference for him whatsoever. But it looked like it was like in a post-apocalyptic style. It was like a first-person shooter. I wrote in my notes, much pew-pew. So they had like realistic weapons, but they also had like weird mutant things. A whole lot of Russian. Like it was just all in Russian, the trailer was. But one thing I thought was really cool is they used... In the environments that they showed, they used the darkness really well. Not showing you stuff that shows you, if that makes any damn sense whatsoever. But I've always really appreciated that. The use of darkness to take like a small space and make it more interesting. I feel like they did that pretty well in the trailer that I saw.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah, I like when they can do that too.
Mm-hmm. Next, this one is really, really exciting for me because WB Games dropped something for Back the Number 4 Blood. Can you guys guess what developers, what other games that they worked on with the name like Back Number 4 Blood? Well, I'll tell you, it's the Left 4 Dead guys.
That's what I was thinking, but yeah. I was like, is that what he's doing for?
It is a first-person zombie killer, four players. It's Left 4 Dead. That's what it is, but with a little more story, it looks like. And it's, you know, four-player co-op, and it's coming out this fall. I'm going to get it because that is a game style that I enjoy greatly. Next, they showed a weird trailer for a game called Contraband. It's open world and not a lot of details. I had no idea what was going on. They kind of just showed a room and like the texts were like hidden in the objects of the trailer. Yeah, so that is literally it. Like, I have no idea what else this game is about. We also got a new expansion for Sea of Thieves. It is the Pirates of the Caribbean expansion. And it's got Calypso from the movies, good old First Mate Gibbs, and Jack Sparrow, which is not voiced by Johnny Depp, but whoever the hell they got. Actually, I wrote it down. His name is Jared Butler. Sounds exactly like him. Like, I have watched the trailer for that like four times before I finally looked up. I was like, "That is that him? I thought they split ways. There's no way that could be him. There's no way that could be him." And then I was like, no, it sounds like him. And then I finally looked it up. And yeah, so that actually came out on the 22nd. So it came out a few days before we record this. So go out there and check it out. I actually re-downloaded Sea of Thieves just to check this out. Mike, I know you do not have an Xbox with Game Pass, but the entire Yakuza mainline story is on Game Pass right now. Do you? For your computer?
What?
Hell yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Nice. That, yeah. Have you played the first Judgment game? It is very good. I got it because I needed a Yakuza fix, and Like a Dragon wasn't out yet, so I got Judgment. So it's like my in between drugs. Right. No, I don't think it does other than the developers. There's nothing, like, you deal with Yakuza, but it's not anyone from any of the other games that I've run into so far. I have not beat it, but mm-hmm. Okay. Actual reboot. Right. Right. Here's another one that you guys covered before. Battlefield 2042. These are my notes. Blah. Enough said about this garbage. Not happy.
Oh, you were so excited when that was announced.
No, I'm kidding, man. It's the exact opposite. Yep. Yeah. The second I was like, you guys talked about it a couple episodes ago, but I was like, guys, you're like 5 years behind Call of Duty on this. Call of Duty tried the no campaign multiplayer only. Guess what happened? It didn't sell well. And they went back to putting a campaign. No, it was Black Ops 4. I thought it was because 2019 was Modern Warfare, I believe. It was released October 2018. Yeah, so it's just like they're always behind. And it was, like I said, the one thing that I always liked about the Battlefield series was like those in Battlefield 1, which was the World War 1 game, and then Battlefield 5, which was the World War 2 game. Those were the last two entries. They had these things called war stories. And I'm a history buff, so I loved it. Like, there's a lot of stuff that I don't know about World War 1, and they, like, other than from the American or British perspective, like, these soldiers that came from French colonies in Africa that came to fight for France to become French citizens, and they liberated these towns, but then they weren't allowed to march in the French parades because they were black. I had no idea, and I love stuff like that. Like, there was one where it was like the birth in Battlefield 5, kind of the birth of special operations for England. And I was like, this is why I play the game. And then they're like, yeah, we're going to get rid of all of that fun stuff. So eat a bag of dicks and look at this fucking dust tornado. So, yeah, sorry. That's why I was not happy about that. But if you like multiplayer only, have fun on October 22nd this year. Next, they've shown this before on other announcements, but there's Annapurna Interactive. It's called 12 Minutes. It's the interactive thriller. It's about a man trapped in a time loop. And I know I've talked about this before, but now they released the voice cast of who's doing the three main characters. And it's pretty impressive. You have Daisy Ridley, James McAvoy, and Willem Dafoe doing the main three voices in this game. And I am all about this. It looks like story driven, try and figure everything out, not forced multiplayer. And I'm going to jump into this on August 19th, 2021. Mm-hmm. Release date. Yes. See, that's what I mean. They're big names. Dungeon Master Mike knows them. So we got Psychonauts 2, a little bit more detailed look at that. You know, it looks wacky, fun. Like, it looks like Psychonauts. So now we have on Game Pass, they have a total of 30 Bethesda games on there now. And on June 29th, they're going to be releasing a free upgrade of Doom Eternal for the next-gen consoles. So you'll be able to upgrade to the newer one, and it's, you know, the ray tracing and all that, all those keywords they like to throw out there. Yeah. It's Skyrim's 10th anniversary. Skyrim is older than my child. We got a new DLC coming out for Fallout 76 called Steel Rain, and it looks like it is a civil war between the Brotherhood of Steel in that game. Never jumped into it, but I know who the Brotherhood of Steel is, and I just wish they would have just given us another normal Fallout game instead of forced multiplayer.
Is anybody playing 76? I don't know anybody who's tried
My brother played it when it first came out, and he still loves it, but he's just like, all of the stuff that I complained about, that I personally complained about before it came out, apparently they fixed that. You can actually just play through it by yourself. You're not, you know, handcuffed to doing stuff with other people now, and they actually added in quests and story and stuff like that. So, I don't know. I have it for free on Game Pass. I should just try it, but I haven't gotten around to it yet. Yes. So we also got some stuff, the Elder Scrolls Online. There's a new, Deadlands, DLC coming out, and there's going to be an update to optimize it for the consoles. And I played a lot of Elder Scrolls Online between, PlayStation, PC, and Xbox. And I always tended to lean back more towards the PC because I felt like it was set up better for that. So I'm interested to see what they're going to do to optimize it for the console. So see how that goes. Next, this one I am calling now is going to be one of the best upcoming party games for drunk adults called Party Animals. It is a fighter, right? Much like Smash Bros. But it's goofy ragdoll physics, and you're like these like fluffy corgi, a fat like fluffy Godzilla, King Kong, like these random animals. And it's like, if you guys have ever seen those videos of just the ragdoll like little toys bouncing around, imagine that, but with your friends, and you're trying to control all of them and fight each other at the same time. It's gonna be amazing. And the best part is, do you guys know the Honest Trailers stuff? Yeah, yep. They got the Honest Trailers guy to do the voiceover.
That's awesome.
And it's amazing. The game Hades is going to be coming out for Xbox on August 13th. It depends. It depends. Like, I liked, because I guess I always have a hard time when people say roguelike and like Diablo-like. That's basically the same thing, right? Just kind of the top-down, or is it more like the strategic one for the roguelike ones? Next run, okay. Right. 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 Yeah, I actually, it was a video that I shared to you guys from Smosh, where it was video games in real life, and they actually did Hades. And one of the guys like, I'm going to fuck my way out of hell. And the other guy goes, don't you mean fight? He's like, I can and will do both. So like, I already have that little bit of comedy in my head, and I'm going to be thinking about it the entire time I play this game. Next, we had a game called Somerville from Jump Ship Entertainment. It's again, one of these, the hard part of these trailers is trying to figure out how the actual game is going to play, or what it's like, or what it's even about. But this one, it looks like it's a post-apocalypse again, but it's like a side scroller adventure. It's got a really interesting art style to it. Kind of like, oh, I'm trying to remember the game, but it's where you have the, like the outline of the person's head and face, but you don't actually see their face. I can't remember. There was a game that I played a while ago that was much like that, but it looks really good, and it looks kind of spooky for a side scroller adventure game. So that looks good. We got the Halo Infinite multiplayer trailer thing. It's going to be free to play. So in my notes, I said, oh, God damn it. Is this just more Fortnite Warzone? It's like, I'm here to play the single player in Halo Infinite. The second I see free to play first person shooter, I think of 12-year-olds begging their moms to buy them skins and then having to listen to, hey, anybody got a mic for 20 minutes? Which is one of the biggest turnoffs to playing online gaming. Like, listen, I will talk to you if I want to. Shut up. And there's like a samurai armor pre-order DLC thing you can get for Halo. So like a Spartan, but you're samurai. Sure. So I also got a trailer for the Diablo 2, the remaster. It's coming out for the new Xbox. It's got 60 frames per second, and it has cross progression. So if you've played it anywhere else, you can just keep going. That looks pretty cool. We got a Plague Tale 2. Actually looks pretty cool. I never played the first one, but like seeing the trailer for the second one makes me want to play the first one. So I guess job done.
And that's part of that Dark Pictures thing, right?
No. This one's different. Okay. This one, it gives me like creepy Fable vibes.
Okay, I thought the artwork on like the cover of that looked similar.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, I agree.
Maybe that's why I think they go together.
Mm-hmm. So we got a new trailer for Far Cry 6. Not a giant Far Cry fan, but I do enjoy it. It was like, this one was kind of more like, look at the wacky, insane weapons everybody can have. That's kind of the feel that I got on this one. But it looks good. Like, I feel like it's going to be a Far Cry game. So there is a game coming out called Shredders, and it's a snowboarding game. I feel like the people that are Tony Hawk fans are going to love this. It looked beautiful. Like the snow graphics and like just like the background. Again, it looked beautiful. And I was like, oh, cool. I'm not a big snowboarder fan. It's like game. I think the last one I played was SSX Tricky. But yeah, no, it looks, I think if that's your kind of game, you're going to love it. Comes out December this year. Okay, so these are my notes for this next one. It's called Atomic Heart. I have no idea what this is. These were my notes. First person, maybe Russian, robots, magic, robots, mind control, fighting robots. I have no idea what just happened. That was my notes when I watched that trailer. So yeah, I would like to hear everyone, when you guys do get a chance to see this trailer, if you can tell me what's going on. But, yeah, there's that one. We got a game called Replaced, It's a pixelated, like, 16-bit style kind of action platformer, and it had a really, like, retro synth cyberpunk kind of vibe to it. Not the game, the I guess, what would you call that, Mike? If I'm talking about, like, aesthetic, that's the word. Yes, it had a very cyberpunk aesthetic, and that comes out next year. And then my favorite trailer of E3. Oh no, that's not this one. Sorry, it's the next one. This one they did Obsidian, their game Grounded, that was the Honey I Shrunk the Kids style, like shrunk in the backyard game. That one, they have an update coming called Shroom and Doom. They updated, they're adding pets and giant mushrooms, and the number one requested thing in all of Grounded, being able to sit down. And they showed lists and lists of people begging to be able to just sit. And they're like, all right. And then they've got like this giant spider monster thing. And have either of you guys checked that out? Grounded? At all?
I haven't.
So they have an arachnophobia level. So you can, if you're afraid of spiders, you can turn it all the way down and they're just like these giant gooby orb things. And if you turn it all the way up, it is a hyper realistic, very frightening spider.
Huh.
And you can slide it in between. You can make it look like a cute little Pixar spider or just blobs or exactly accurate. There was a JRPG looking thing called the Euden Chronicles, 100 Heroes. It's got I want to say Paper Mario style art to it, but it isn't like cartoony paper. Like it looks like that, like if you took a Super Nintendo drawing, right?
Mm-hmm.
And made it paper, like the physics of them is like paper, and that's how it was. It looked really interesting. But I feel like I'd get, and they had like 100 heroes and they had like this entire list of, or this entire mural of generically looking anime characters. And I'm like, okay. All right. This looks a little overwhelming, but that one comes out. It looks like it's turn-based. It comes out in 2023. Then we've got The Ascent, which has got also a cyberpunk aesthetic, kind of top-down action Diablo style looking game, comes out in on July 29th, so about a month away. This one I was very excited about, did not know was coming. Age of Empires 4 is being released October 28th. I love Age of Empires. It's got a spot in my heart. One of the first LAN games. Yes, we should. It's on Game Pass and we can do it. Yeah, I have it on Steam as well. I've had the game forever. I love it. Mm-hmm. And then they'll pick it back up. Yep. Okay, so now we're on to my favorite trailer. It starts out, and like this is what the narrator is saying. It's like, we have a majestic scene and a small creature, and now something is going to happen to disrupt the serenity. And it's like this giant monster stomps on the ground, and he's like, what is this giant monster? Is it going to be in the game? No. And they're like, and next, men running in slow motion and shooting guns for no reason. This isn't even part of the game. We just thought it would look cool. And then it does the blah, and he's like, and now we've done the blah noise. So now you know what that means. Epic shot of a planet in the silhouette of a character that we won't actually show you anything about because the developers haven't had time to come up with what he looks like or what the game's going to be or the gameplay. But what they do have is a title. And then it scrolls up and it says The Outer Worlds 2. And I was like, that was the best trailer I've ever seen, because it is every single E3 trailer where they have no idea what they're doing. They're just like, let's put something out there. So that was great. Obsidian, you're killing it as usual. They are bringing over Flight Simulator for Xbox, which looks fun. But the thing that got me is, like, they did this whole thing. I was like, oh, cool. Flight Simulator, awesome. And then as I was kind of tuning out, starting to write my notes, I heard the first three guitar chords of the Top Gun theme, and I was like, and apparently there is a free Top Gun expansion coming where you get to fly on off of aircraft carriers and fly all those planes that I used to work on when I was in the military. So I was like, oh, okay, I'm in now. You should have led with Top Gun. Come on. That looks fun. And it looks like the graphics of it, it looks real. It's just insane how far we've come. And got, there's two more. We got another Forza Horizon 5 coming out November 9th. It's set in Mexico this time. If you like those racing games and you like the open world racers, this is going to be for you. And then they did the, oh, and one more thing. Redfall. We got a trailer for this game. And it looked like the trailer is, I don't think it's in-game engine or anything like that. It looks just like an animated cinematic trailer. But it honestly looks like Left 4 Dead, but you're fighting vampires and you have superpowers, kind of. Like everyone's got their own power. And I am in. Because again, as I said before, anything that's in that Left 4 Dead style, I love that shit. So I am there. It's the one that our friend Chase posted a video link on, saying that he was ready for it. And he is deep down a vampire slayer, so it makes sense to me. But yeah, no, it looks really cool. Even if you're not going to play the game, go watch the trailer. It's a really good trailer. The vampires are extra creepy. They're like super like tall and like really long limbs and like really long like Nosferatu style fingers. Lady's got flame hair. It's pretty cool.
That sounds pretty fantastic.
Yeah, but that was Microsoft. That's Microsoft Bethesda, and I know that was a lot, and I talked for a long time. But yeah, I was happy with it. I'm glad to see exclusives. Yeah, they just bought Bethesda for exclusives, but I'm glad to see them. So maybe the shoe will be on the other foot and some PlayStation guys will be like, oh man, I really want to play that new Bethesda game. Damn. Guess I gotta get Game Pass. But yeah. No, I think they did good. I can't wait until next year until they actually do a real E3 again with fans and people to get hyped up and stuff, and the awkward like interactions with the developers up there that are trying to tell jokes and their timing is terrible. I live for that at E3. I live for the cringe. And not having that, knowing that they're like, okay, let's do another take. All right, let's do another take. That one was just terrible. That hurts. I want to feel the cringe. I know Mike loves this too. But yeah, so anything else you guys want to talk about E3 wise before I let Mike talk about the thing he wanted to talk about? I'll take your silence as a no.
I think we've covered E3 for the last couple weeks, but yeah, I can't think of anything else. Yeah.
Yeah.
Did Capcom have any big reveals? I don't remember hearing anything. No, really.
I didn't hear anything either. I remember us talking about it and getting excited to see what Capcom was going to do, and then I didn't hear anything.
Yeah, and then EA is like a month from now. It's right. July 22nd, and then I'm assuming Sony will have another Direct. The last one was Horizon Forbidden West. And
yeah.
They did like 14 minutes of gameplay and then a little bit of chatting. So we'll see what Sony decides to do next. So
speaking of that, we're going to actually have some of your videos of Horizon. Was it Horizon Zero Dawn?
Yep.
Up here pretty soon. We do have your entire playthrough of Ratchet and Clank up on the YouTube. So if anyone wants to go check that out.
Yeah, unfortunately, I don't know why my mic is not sending audio out. I can hear myself talking, but Twitch is not putting out my audio, so I got to go figure out what that is all about.
Listen, just send Mike down to go talk to his best friend down the road, and he will get stuff done. And get a sick leather jacket out of it, too. But yeah, Mike, you said you had something you wanted to talk about. Alana and her boyfriend. Lie. Calls himself out immediately. Step one, full stop. No. Mm-hmm. Okay. They better. Okay. I will not, but maybe our listeners will. Sorry, I'm actually looking at, you'll probably get to it. I'm looking at it too. There is a really cool, Evolving Wilds. It looks like an old D&D book or old Atari game. Mm-hmm. I think that looks awesome. I may want these cards just to have them to look at them and not play, because I do see what you're talking about with the old school original black ink with the paper on this Nadar Selfless Paladin. They're pretty awesome, actually. Right. Mm-hmm. 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 Right, right. The map layouts of the dungeons. Right. Mm-hmm. The anti-climax machine? Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
He builds up these beautiful, like, awesome, you know, one-on-one fights. Like, everything's been building up to this, and these two are going to show down to see who's the... Oh, he doesn't have a head. Well... Well, Right. Anti-climax machine. The end. I win. Oh, that's funny. He just throw it down. I win. I love it. Yeah, we can talk about other things. It's okay. Yeah. Again, I think it would be fun to collect all these D&D cards and put them in like a binder or something. And then next time we get our D&D group together, I can be like, look at the things. But yeah. All right. You guys have anything else before we end this one?
No, I think we've covered everything. It's kind of cool that PS5 did send out the new controllers this week. So,
oh, that's right.
There's the Midnight Black and the Cosmic Red. I really wanted the red, but people are telling me it's like pinkish in some light.
Like coral almost?
Like they're saying like it's like a wine or like a red, like a burgundy or magenta-ish. And then in like light, it becomes like pinkish. So I picked up a black one. So it looks really cool. It's out charging. So
awesome. All
right. I had a reward certificate I need to use at Best Buy. So the black one is also $5 cheaper.
Yeah.
The red one is now $75. I was like, $75? No, I'll do the other one and it's $5 off.
Right.
So yeah, I think it's kind of, I think the black looks really, really slick on it. So
good. Good.
On that. Yeah. I started, you mentioned it, Horizon Zero Dawn. So that's, I'm playing that on Twitch. I'll probably play a few chapters. I've been trying to do like an hour to 2 hours at a time just to keep it in,
right,
chunks, so it's not like 4 hours sitting.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah, Luke, you've been out a little bit. What have you been playing recently, though? Mike and I have been kind of talking about it. Like, what have you been playing?
I started playing Dark Alliance, but we're going to talk about that one a little bit later because I want to try and, since Mike does have Game Pass, we can attempt to play it together because it is on Game Pass right now. But honestly, I've been out doing lots of family vacation stuff. So a lot of just like my Dragon Ball mobile game. And then just, you know, some Call of Duty and some, Ghost Recon when I get the opportunity. So nothing crazy. I do have a bunch lined up to play though. So later on, I will have much more to talk about.
And Coolio, Mike, you start anything new? Nice. And I've got a buddy who wants to try out this Operation Tango game from who made it, but it's on PS Plus this month and it's co-op only. So I'm going to give that a try this weekend. So I think once we're done here, I'm going to message him and see if he's up for trying that out tonight. So looking forward to trying that out. It's that spy. It's a type of spy game or something like that is what I was reading in the description. So it's part of PS Plus this month.
Cool. All right. Yeah. So, thanks for listening and, getting our little rundown of the E3 goodness and some D&D stuff. Make sure to go, check us and the other shows out over at Geek Nerd Network. We get a lot of good weekly content up there. And starting next week, the Nerd Dome podcast will be coming back. So, you'll be able to hear me over there yelling about stuff. Mm-hmm. It's a great show. It's fine. right.
So she got cosigned, but not signed.
That's funny.
That is funny.
All right, guys. Hey, Jamie, what are you going to be doing later?
I'm going to go game harder.
All right, guys. Bye.
Bye.
Hey there, my name is Tyler.
I'm Mary.
I'm Aaron.
And I'm Kylie.
And we'd like to invite you to join us in the Fortress of Comictude podcast, where we discuss such topics as...
Creator Focus, where we pull a comic creator's name out of a bucket and talk about their history and books they've worked on.
We also do what's called the Comic Book Club, where we pick a book, we page by page, and analyze how cool it is.
And was it really that bad, where we take an old comic book movie from the past that got horrible reviews and decide if it was truly, really that bad.
Plus creator interviews, movie reviews, top five lists, and so much more. So join us in the Fortress of Comictude.
This show is part of the Geek Nerd Network.
Geek Nerd Network.
Find more shows like it at geeknerdnetwork.com.
This is Jen.